Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Joining us right now, we're going to speak with Jeff Dove. Jeff is running for Jerry Connolly's seat. Jeff, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
We're glad you joined us. Want to start out by talking about the governor's race. We will also obviously talk about your race as well coming up in 2018. A new poll out, don't know if you've seen it, from Monmouth University, and it shows that Ed Gillespie is ahead of Ralph Northam by 1 point, 48-47%, which is big considering that earlier in October, he was down by 5 points. So this is a 6-point jump for Ed Gillespie over Ralph Northam. What do you think is leading to this sudden surge for Ed Gillespie?
I can say it's probably the policies that Ed has been laying out for, you know, the past year. He's got more policies than I've ever seen any candidate come up with for his platform. And those ideas are resonating with the community at large.
Well, which policies, for instance? Give me a for instance, because this poll actually went into that a little bit.
So one of the biggest ones I would say is the tax cut. There's quite a few business people that I've spoken to over the course of this year that have seen his plan for economic development and opportunity for people. And that has, I can say, probably led to this momentum swing for Ed.
The poll showed that Virginia citizens believe that Gillespie understands the day-to-day concerns of the average Virginian more than Ralph Northam. That, to me, speaks to economics. You know, he understands what we're going through. And also that they believe that Gillespie could handle crime. 49% to only 24% believe that Northam can tackle the crime problem. And we all are very familiar with this ad that is running regarding MS-13. Do you think that played into this at all?
I believe so. Ed has gotten an endorsement of many law enforcement agencies and individuals in the law enforcement community, so I believe that is resonating with people as well. They're seeing that he would be the candidate that would try to bring law and order to the state of Virginia.
You know, speaking of that MS-13 ad, it's kind of interesting because I've seen Ed's critics here from the left and some in the media saying that this is anti-immigrant, that by running an ad calling on Ralph Northam to basically saying that he wouldn't adequately protect the state from becoming a sanctuary state and that MS-13 is a problem, that somehow the ad is anti-immigrant. Is that how you see it?
No, I don't see it as that. I see it as trying to ensure that our community is safe by getting the worst of the worst criminals out of the community. And so there's actually legislation that was put forward by Barbara Comstock as it relates to dealing with MS-13 as well. So this is not just a local issue, but this is a national issue facing us all.
Especially in our area. I want to ask you about something that the Northam campaign is dealing with right now. They are facing criticism for having deleted Justin Fairfax, their black running mate, from their campaign literature. The Democratic Party in particular has made a big deal out of making sure to elevate black candidates, and they're now under fire for having removed him. What do you make of this controversy?
So it shows me a pattern of disrespect that we've seen quite a bit coming from the left in the state of Virginia. This is not the first time that a statewide candidate has had to deal with issues like this. So I wasn't necessarily surprised that it happened. I would say I was surprised at the timing of it.
Yeah, they say that that the Laborers International Union of North America opposes Fairfax, and because of that pressure, Northam's campaign had to remove Justin Fairfax from the flyer. I mean, normally you would think donors sign up for joining your campaign or supporting you because they like your ideas, not because they want to purchase influence, one would hope.
Yeah, and for someone to be removed from ticket literature, that's siding with the donor class is not a good look when it comes to trying to promote inclusion or the ticket.
Well, absolutely, and that was a point that Vince had made earlier when we were discussing this. This just goes to show he buckled to the union. So, you know, what does that say to people who are voting? Wait a minute, the union matters more to him, and their opinion matters more to him than what he feels is the right thing to do. This, you know, he can't even stand by Fairfax here, he's going to buckle to the union. Now, they are saying that over the 3 million pieces of literature that were printed for the campaign, this constitutes about 0.5% of the literature printed, and it's only going to be distributed in Northern Virginia. The rest of it will have Fairfax on this literature, and that will go to the rest of Virginia.
Well, I'll just say real quick, if this would have been the Republican ticket that done it, the outroar nationally would have been at a fever pitch.
No, you really think so? Come on.
There's no question. By the way, just real quickly on your race, you're a black Republican, you're a veteran, you're running against Jerry Connolly. What's the next step here for your campaign?
So right now, the biggest thing is getting my message out, my platform. I've been focusing on physical and digital security for all Americans, veterans issues that are near and dear to my heart, and transportation. That those are the biggest issues that I hear as I'm going around knocking on doors and talking to people around the state and actually the district.
So focusing more locally than nationally.
Yeah.
Yes.
One would hope. Transportation matters, as traffic will be evidence of in a few minutes here. Jeff Dove, thank you very much for stopping by. I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right. 824 here on WMAL.